And we will begin today with Senate Bill 190, and we will be in work session.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 190 is relating to workers' compensation coverage for home care workers. And we're dealing with the engrossed version of Senate Bill 190, but we are about to propose an amendment to that. As it stands, the engrossed version of Senate Bill 190 directs the Home Care Commission to elect workers' compensation coverage for certain home care workers, namely those who work in the DHS Medicaid long-term care system and also the Oregon Project Independence. And it allows the termination of temporary total disability benefits of home care workers who refuse modified employment when their doctor or nurse practitioner has released them to perform that modified employment. Now, the amendment that has been proposed is the A4 amendment, and all that it does on page 2 of the bill, second line, where it says the Home Care Commission, as created by ORS 410.602, shall, it changes the shall to a may. And that removes any requirement that the Home Care Commission elect workers' compensation coverage for the home care workers, but it allows them to do so. And this has been a matter of collective bargaining during the 0305 session and would remain part of that collective bargaining agreement. The fiscal on this, there is no fiscal related to if we made this particular change as proposed in the -A4 amendment. We believe that the provision that would end the temporary disability benefits if a worker were released to do modified work and refused to do so, we can't determine how much that would save, but we believe that into the future that would save some money in terms of our workers' compensation premium costs.
Very good.
Just hold on for a minute. I was trying to collect my thoughts.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, what I was just kind of concerned about, if we're going to these depths, are there non-protected classes that could become protected classes as a result of this legislation?
I'm not sure of the answer to that. Do you want to have Mr. Taylor?
Yes, please do.
Madam Chair, James Tate from the Department of Human Services. I don't believe so. In current statute, I think domestic workers were excluded and we brought them in through collective bargaining. This would have made this particular group a mandatorily covered group. But I don't think it would ripple across to any other, and I don't think that you would disagree. So I think it is restricted to this particular class of workers.
Okay. Further discussion? I heard some voices.
So, Madam Chair, I was getting ready to make a motion.
Okay, go sit in the winner.
Madam Chair, I move the proposed amendment, the -4 amendments to Senate Bill 190.
Discussion?
The A4.
The A4, I'm sorry, A4.
Well, you know he corrects all of them.
I know he does.
Okay. So Senator Winters has moved the A4 amendments to Senate Bill 190. Discussion? Any objections?
No.
So what?
Madam Chair.
Oh. Go on, Senator.
No, I'm just...
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 190 with the -4 amendments to the full Senate Budget Committee.
Senator Wen has moved the dash A and goes into amendments into Senate Bill 190 and moves it, further moves it to the full committee. Discussion?
Senate Special Committee on
Senate
Budget.
Special Committee on Budget.
I didn't say that, Madam.
Well, she's been sitting by you too long already. Any objections? Thank you. Thank you, Senator.
Madam Chair, we need a carrier for that bill.
Senator Wen is okay.
Yes, please. Thank you. I'd be honored.
All right. Anything more?
Any other questions on 190 before we go? Senate Bill 190 is closed. We'll have a work session on Senate Bill 819. Thank you, Ms. Adrian. I haven't seen you in a long time. I haven't worked with you this whole session.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've been shackled to my desk doing fiscal impact statements.
Did you guys know that Adrian actually came from LRO?
No. Legislative Administration.
Administrative Services. But you used to do some... Oh, you did an impact.
Never did revenue, Madam Chair. That's not my...
That wasn't your area?
That's not my area.
Okay.
Do I look...
I thought that's where you were when I was
here.
Okay.
You know, as long as we're getting personal, Mr.
Madam
Chair.
God.
Well, do you know that Adrian has my favorite picture in the whole Capitol? Of the thousands and thousands of pictures of this Capitol, Adrian has my favorite picture in the whole world.
And
her
what
office.
That might be?
It's a x-rayed photo of a hummingbird.
Oh. If I may correct the good senator from Tonga.
This is a correction committee, so it's okay.
It's actually not x-rayed.
It looks x-rayed.
Still action of a hummingbird in flight, yes.
Uh-huh.
Do appreciate that you appreciate it.
Yeah. Now that we have dealt with all of the
inquiring
and inquiring, Adrian, I forgot to put my 2 cents for
you. Okay. Oh, with the audience, I guess I'm just not.
It's Adrian.
So guys,
Adrian. Thank you, Senator Winters, and members of the committee. Senate Bill 819 A engrossed came to you from the Senate Committee on Health Policy. The Senate Committee did amend the bill by replacing its entire original content with what is in front of you today. The bill does cover two distinct areas around health care. The first part of it has to do with the fees that can be assessed by the Oregon Patient Safety Commission, which, as you know, was created as a semi-independent agency. And the legislature has no jurisdiction over the agency's budget, but this particular proposal does establish a cap on the fees that the commission can collect starting with the fiscal year 2006. And then it provides for a growth factor related to the consumer price index for each fiscal year thereafter. The other part of the bill that you have received is the creation of a 10-member task force, and the membership of the task force is broken down. 8 of them are legislators, and 2 would be appointed by the governor based on recommendations from the task force. And the general purpose of it is to study and make recommendations on actions that could be taken by the legislature regarding the long-term viability of health care services. And further, the scope of the study is defined in the measure. As it's written, though, the A. Engrossed bill would place the task force staffing and the task force itself inside an executive branch agency, which is not what would typically be a model for a legislative task force or committee. The bill would also, with the direction to the Oregon Office of Oregon Health Policy and Research to staff the task force, it would have provided some level of general fund to OHPR for task force purposes. With your packet is a proposed amendment, -A4, which would substitute the task force staff. Instead of the OHPR staffing, it would be done by the Legislative Administration Committee Services continuing staff and allow the task force to consult with the Office of Oregon Health Policy and Research for technical advice and assistance if the capacity or needs of the task force can't be met otherwise. And it does take out then a provision that would have allowed the administrator of OHPR to apply for funds to support carrying out the task force duties. And by removing those other elements out of OHPR, it would also then have the two non-legislative task force members travel and meeting expenses paid from amounts appropriated to the Legislative Assembly, which is where per diem is typically paid. And further, it would then provide to OHPR an additional $25,000 general fund appropriation to give them the resources to provide the technical assistance either through contract or additional staff work for consultative services to the task force. So the proposal before you then has with the A4s having the legislative task force housed in the legislature, but with the technical assistance of Office of Oregon Health Policy and Research as needed, up to $25,000.
And you always ask us to the money that is collected when it exceeds the amount that is needed for the task force work.
The task force wouldn't be collecting any funds. The legislative task forces are budgeted for, or legislative interim committee work.
Right.
Legislative functions.
What I'm reacting to is the amounts collected, Section 2, lines 13, 14, amounts collected by the Oregon Patient Safety Commission under Section 6, Chapter 686 may not exceed. Oh, okay, that one.
That's
gone now. Okay.
Well, Madam Chair, that is a separate, distinct, different issue that the bill covers. That has to do with the Patient Safety Commission was created to receive reporting from medical providers on issues where there have been patient deaths. And
so AN Gross is no more. We're not even talking about this anymore.
Actually, we are.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Maybe Senator Wesson can shed some light on. I wish that Senator Bates was here.
Okay, Senator Wesson.
A little history of 819, Madam Chair. Originally, 819. This may be more information than you want to know, but
it might be.
Originally, 819 was a bill requiring employers to submit reports. Employers 25 or larger to submit reports on how many of their employees were on the Oregon Health Plan.
Originally.
That bill was completely gut and stuffed with the legislative task force to study health services and how they're delivered in this state.
Okay.
We were going forward with 819 strictly as a task force bill. And then one morning, Senator Bates woke up and figured out, credit to him, that there was no mechanism, no appropriation anywhere in the legislation we were contemplating to fund a completely separate entity from the task force, the Oregon Patient Safety Commission. I believe these are other funds. Is this correct?
Mr. Chair and Senator Westland, as I understand the bill, the Oregon Patient Safety Commission portion in Sections 1 and 2 of the AN Gross bill and Section 3 is a totally separate issue and has no no relationship to Sections 4 through the end of the bill.
Right.
AN Gross bill.
Section
so
1.
As I understood it, that there were some concerns about the, or perhaps some concerns about the amount of funds that the Oregon Patient Safety Commission might be collecting. And so Sections 1 through 3 were put in to cap what they could collect. And that Patient Safety Commission doesn't have any direct relationship to the task force that you are proposing in Sections 4 through 7.
Okay. Then, so Section 4 of 819 A.N. Gross is applicable to the task force here.
Precisely.
Okay, now let me ask another question, Senator Wexler. I remember being on quite a few task forces in our legislative life, and when you ask all other departments to assist you in the performance of your duties, I'm just wondering if they would consider that that's a cost and might ask for time that their employees come here, or is this bill asking them to assist you in doing so at the expense of the agency?
Yes.
Okay.
We go ahead.
Okay, that's good. And it also says that you may apply for and receive contributions to this task force. What means have you set up in place to be able to receive that? And that's subsection 13 of section 4, lines 39 through 41.
I have... those have been deleted in the dash force.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the dash force
okay.
deleted.
Thank you. Those are deleted. Thank you very much. One other question? No, that's a part of that too then. I see. For the sake of the record, Senator Wexler, you have already approached both of the co-chairs on this issue, and it's consistent with the fact that you want this bill out of here today and can go forward.
That would be most desirable, Madam Chair. However, I have worked with Adrian and also Holly, as well as yourself, to propose a conceptual amendment to the Dash 4s that will be ready by our 4 o'clock full meeting.
Would you like to read that into the records?
I would. I would like to propose into the Dash 4s as a conceptual amendment a line reading, this legislation would appropriate to and earmark in the Legislative Assembly budget the sum of $30,000 for purposes of defraying member meeting expenses and per diem.
So, Senator, you will have talked with the co-chairs.
Will have definitely talked to co-chairs. I would have prior to our committee meeting here, Madam Chair, but they are someplace... that I could not find them, wherever
that's right.
That may be.
We've been hidden out of sight.
Yes. So it is not for lack of effort.
I see. Okay. Let me ask the committee, do you have a problem with accepting this friendly amendment that speaks to the cost of the task force and with the approval that it will go through both of the co-chairs before our 4 o'clock meeting?
No problem.
No problem with you.
Madam Chair, I have no problem with the conceptual amendment that is being proposed and that it goes to the co-chair, and I would like to just for the record commend them for the direction. However, I wish that at some point in our wisdom and that we would begin to think in terms broadly, and I think I've said this before in the past, of looking at our whole health care, access our delivery system for all Oregonians. And so I know this is focused on the Oregon Health Plan, but at some point in this state, we're going to have to really look at what our health care delivery systems mean for the citizens of this state. That's including the nurses issue, all of those pieces,
and what
kind of more comprehensive. And I would just hope as we begin to talk about this that somehow we begin to also look at broadly. I see Dr. Goldberg nodding his head because I think we're remiss when we do not look at the whole issue of access to health care for all the citizens of this state of ours.
Senator Wexler?
I could not agree with a good senator more, and specifically to that point, just another small little piece of history of this bill. It was originally drafted relating only to the Oregon Health Plan. Now the relating to clause relates to health care, and it will be a broad, very broad look at health care and wellness. I anticipate that one of the challenges, and one that depending on how we meet it will determine the success or failure of this task force, will be in the areas and issues that we undertake, because it is so broad. We have, Adrian and I worked together to come up with the cost for members of 20 meetings. And in those 20 meetings, there will be a great deal of work between the meetings. This is a very serious effort, one that is going to require a certain intrepid legislator that is committed and passionate to this subject. I know we have those in this building, several of which are sitting on this dais. The issue, I think, will be, because the relating clause is so broad, is what specifically will we undertake?
Let me ask you if you guys would respond. Would you read your amendment into the records again and then repeat that passage?
I propose that a conceptual amendment to the Dash 4s that the legislature will appropriate to and earmark in the Legislative Assembly budget the sum of $30,000 for purposes of defraying member meeting expenses and per diem.
Any objection?
Or this task force.
Objection?
No.
Senator Wessler?
Madam 4, I move the Dash A4 amendments into Senate Bill 819.
Senator Westland moves the Dash 4 amendments into Senate Bill 819 with passage to the full committee. Any objections?
Madam Chair, this is extremely important, I feel, because of the health care is one of the most important issues to the Oregonians. And I'm very excited that I'm hopeful that this is going to go forward in time by the governor.
Thank you. Senator Weathers.
Well, and I know my good...
He doesn't have time to talk.
But of all of the issues that have been facing the state, and you know, we wrestled last session, but this, and I'm glad to hear that it is broader than just one segment, because truly, behind the creation of jobs, health care in the state of Oregon rises to the top of the need to make certain that we not only have accessibility and affordability of health care, we are faced with some really serious problems when we look at the health care system. And I've been saying for a long time that we needed a way to address in a more comprehensive way the health care needs of Oregonians. You know, we have... I was telling somebody it's beyond just talking about whether or not we have individuals covered through insurance. It's at the stage of where we're using emergency rooms in lieu of docs. It's just a whole host of issues that are surrounding healthcare. So I'm pleased to see us to be look broadly of attempting to address those issues. You know, when I think of the good doc here and talking about how do we recruit docs here to get them to stay in Oregon. There's a lot of pieces to this, so I thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry to come in late. I don't know whose name's on this bill. Who's the sponsor?
Some low-life from Southern Oregon.
I guess I've just been handling the gavel on this. Thank you for the work you guys have done today. I'm sorry I had to chair the other committee. Sometimes a bill comes through and sets something up, a task force in this case, which might be one of the most important things we do in this session. Healthcare has been rated number one in the public right now as the biggest issue and biggest concern for Oregonians, even reading above jobs in the last polls we've seen. So this is an important task force we're setting up, one which I hope will come legislation which will begin to deal with problems of access and affordability of health care. Having said that, any other comments from the committee?
I just have one. I traditionally don't like task force because traditionally we did give reports and then they come back and they sit on the shelf and nothing happens. And I truly hope that that individuals that are working on this and I that will come back with the idea that we're talking about making some substantial changes. And also, what I don't see here is where the partners fit in. And I do truly hope that there is a place at this table for putting whatever package together for those partners who are with us, who are involved with us in delivering health care in the state, because you can't do it without them. Like I said, this is a big, a comprehensive discussion and issue, and I think we need everybody at the table to make it work.
It will be a lot of work. Any further discussion?
No further discussion.
Do we actually have a... I believe we have a motion.
Oh, it's already done. All you need is a
motion.
It's already done.
No further... Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Are you objecting?
Hearing none, so ordered. Okay, with the...
Can I make an observation, Mr. Chair? Yeah.
No.
I'm just going to point out gently that here we are again, you know, working hard, carrying your water as usual.
That's high-quality water.
Okay. For a low-level legislator. I agree with that.
And have you completed the other work for the committee, today? The committee is adjourned. Thank you very much for your efforts.
Very good work.
I have time at the last.